Yes, thank you. Oh, glory to God. Yamante, Rosa, Vidante, Vastica, Vatica, Rote, Namante, sometimes upon us, other times upon us, or some moments upon us. These are days of the Holy Ghost. These are days of deliberate signs and wonders. These are days of targeted reaching out. These are days of targeted evangelism. These are days of targeted healings. Oh, Marie, so God, everything we are doing in our days, we are doing for the sake of the gospel. When we heal the sick, we heal the sick for the sake of the gospel. Yes, beyond just to prove that God is good, we heal the sick so that the gospel can go out further. Atoraste Keti, we are in days that all the resources at our disposal, all the elements of the goodness of God that we have, we use it right now to further the gospel, for the gospel, for the gospel. Oh, Taramaste Keti, say, I use the things of God to do the work of God. Say, I employ the dynamism in God to do the work of God. Say, I am effective. Because I've got effective tools for ministry. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, let's start wrapping up slowly today. And let's start from, that should be the tools of the prophet part 3. Tools of the prophet part 3. Please, if you have not listened to part 1, you will find the video on the Edifying Assembly Facebook page. Or you will find the audio very soon on the site, edifyingassembly.org. Tools of the prophet. So I'm not going to do a lot of recap because we've got a long way to go today. Are you ready, everybody? Your notes, your Bible, everything in right order. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. 1 Peter 1, verse 9. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired, and search diligently who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. They prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. They didn't really prophesy of something that they enjoyed fully. They prophesied of something that is beyond them. For verse 11 says, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify with when it testified before, and the what? Sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Verse 12, want to go? Unto whom? Read verse 12 the way I taught you. Want to go? Unto whom was it revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you, with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angel desire to look into. So this beginning part of verse 12, it's a question. It's like a rhetorical question. It's saying, unto whom was it revealed? The whole of it was revealed. It's the same Greek word, apokalypto. It says, unto whom was it revealed? It says, it's not revealed to them. It's revealed to us. Say unto us. So they didn't have the revelation. All they did is they searched. They were searching. Say searching. Say searching. So searching is being repeated there twice. Can you see? Verse 11, we have searching. Verse 10, we have search. The same Greek word. Search in verse 10, searching in verse 11. That would mean you have to pay good attention to that word. The summary of their entire prophecy was a search. You can at best call all their prophecy searching. They were searching. They were looking for something. So you should expect imperfections in their discovery. You should expect imperfection in their utterances. They were searching for a perfect thing, but don't forget, all their searching was recorded. They didn't really. What was recorded was not only the result of their searching, all the entire process, all their entire prophecy was called what? Searching. Just like John the Baptist, at times, I told you in searching, what will happen at times they will be right, at times they will be wrong, at times they will be on the way. When they are wrong, you will see them, they will be wrong, they will start again. When they are on the way, they will keep progressing until they are right. Amen? Say searching. So you should expect Peter, in a way, already exonerated all the prophets by saying, see, guys, when you are seeing Isaiah saying, woe unto you, because you are putting on a Babylonian garment, or you see Moses is saying, God will visit the iniquity of the father on his children. Don't forget, if you have followed in that series, can the Bible be wrong? I said, since prophecy was progressing, don't pick the material partly. Don't read part of the whole material. You must study everything. And if you pick the Bible as an entire counsel of God, somewhere in the book, you will find the true stuff. You will find the full revelation. Amen. Amen.
So you can get that series. If you have not gotten any candy, the Bible will be wrong. We explain some of these things there. Genesis 3:15. When man sinned, that is Genesis 3:15, let me just, God promised redemption. When man sinned, God promised redemption. Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Can you see that in Genesis 3:15? Can you see that, brethren? I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So in their prophecies, they will inquire about how God will do it. This is a promise. Are you paying attention, everybody? This is a promise, but in their prophecy, in their prophetic utterance, what will they do? They will search for how God will do it. They will inquire about how God will do it. Man of God, please come to the front. They will inquire about how God will do it. So they use events and things as instrumental in their prophetic search. Please write that down. They didn't only use words. They used what? Events. They used things in their prophetic search. Because that was the best way they could understand what God was saying. Not that God was saying many things at different ages. God's word is one and the same. I am coming to put enmity, to divide this union that existed between the serpent and the woman, between mankind and the serpent and the devil. The sin that joined them together, I am coming to put a separation. But the prophet did not understand this in plain speech. So, in their searching, you see what I'm saying right now? Hebrews 1 verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, I'm a total minister. So I can explain God. Hebrews 1 verse 1, God, who has sundry times and in diverse manners, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet. I've explained this verse a couple of times in this place. I will still do the same today. Sundry times, diverse manner. He spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophet. So, who was speaking? God or the prophet? The prophet was speaking. God does not speak plenty things. God does not say today your salvation is an act. Tomorrow your salvation is to do something, is a tabernacle, is a sacrifice. No, God was saying one thing, but the prophets, they spoke for God in sundry times, many ways and many manners. See verse 2, but God hath in this last day spoken unto us by his Son, by whom he appointed the heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image, the character of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he by himself purged our sins, sat down in the right hand of the majesty on high. So the prophets were trying to speak about the Son. The prophets, who are they trying to speak about? The Son. The Son is God's word. The Son is the word of God. He is God's communication. Please write that down exactly. The Son is God's exact communication. The Son is God's first word to man. He is also God's last word to man. He is the Son. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The Word was God. It's the Son. The testimony of Jesus is what? The Spirit is the motivation behind prophecy. It's the Son. The Son is the intention of prophecy. But the prophet spoke about the Son in sundry times and many manners. The prophets, they are the one that spoke about the Son how? In many ways. It's not God saying many things. But the Son now came to speak about himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we say the Son is speaking God's word, it means he is speaking about himself. God's word is the Son. So when Jesus came, he spoke about himself. That's why he didn't say, thus said the Lord. He said what? Verily, verily, I say to you. Amen. He didn't say, thus says the Lord. You hear him say that. If he said that, that means he's one of the prophets. He's not a prophet. He is the essence. Amen. Are you with me? So, the Son came to speak about himself. So, men often get carried away with the diversity, with the tools that the prophets use to communicate the Son. People often get carried away. Don't forget, when the Son came, he didn't give us any material medium to reach him. Philip at the time said, please, Mr. Man, show us the Father and it will be okay for us. What did Jesus tell him? Have you been so long time with me and you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the what? Has seen the Father. Amen. Praise God. If you are looking for the Holy Ghost, he said, look at me. You are looking for direction. He said, he that believes in me, he will not walk in darkness. He will have the light of life. Says the Son. So the Son, when he came, he didn't point to anything. He pointed to himself. So men often get carried away with the tools. With the tools that the prophets use to communicate the Son. So Hebrews 1:1 now. Hebrews 1:1. Amen, amen. Are you with me, brethren? Hebrews 1:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. What did I say? 11:1. Thank you. 11:1. Now faith is the substance. You know, there are some churches where if you quote that, they will not know. Sad. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2. For by it, by faith, the elders obtain a good report. Verse 3 is where I'm going. One to go. Yes. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. What's there? What's the Greek word? You remember? What's there? The worlds. What's the Greek word? And A-N-I-O-N, right? Aeon. It means the ages, the different times. E.g., like the times of Noah, times of Shakespeare, times of Enoch, all those ages were shaped. They were shaped by the word of God. Those different, write this down in your notes if you are writing, please. Those different ages are the result of the interpretation of a central message. Those different times you saw are results of diverse interpretation of a central message. So many got carried away with the age, with the tools of the prophet in that time. But because some people, they accept the tools, they reject the message. Amen. E.g., before they enter Canaan, or let me use this word, before prophets like Isaiah and the rest, prophecy was more of experience. They used the prophets, they used more of experience to communicate the promise of salvation. They used experiences. More of experiences to communicate that promise of salvation rather than words. So some people, you will see them, they will receive the experience, they will receive the tool of the communication of the prophet, yet they will reject the message of the prophet. Please, if you have a Bible, open to Deuteronomy 8 verse 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Brian Ritty, why did they give them manna? Why did they give them manna? Why? Why? So that they will No what? But by what? So why did he give the manna? John 6. Why was manna given? Hello, brethren. Who is the bread of life? So why did he give them manna? So that they can believe the word, right? So that they can believe that there is a bread you will eat and you will never thirst again, right? See Psalm 78, 27. Psalm 78, verse 27. Are you there, brother? Okay, we take this together slowly. One to go. He rained flesh also upon them as dust and feathered fowls, like as the sand of the sea, and he let it fall in the midst of their camp, ran about their habitation. So they did eat and were filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their loss, but while their meat was yet in their mouth, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. 32. For all these they sinned still and believed not for his wondrous work. What do you see in that place? Think. They took the tool of prophecy, they accepted it. Don't forget, the bread is a what? Tool to teach them that emoji, people believe the word, right? The same way, not all that entered the ark was saved from destruction. Some people were saved from the flood. But if you look at the lives of the sons of Noah after the flood, you will know that not all of them believed. Do you remember when I quoted that should be 1 Peter chapter 3, chapter 1 Peter, 2 Peter, when he said the ark is a what? Is a figure of the baptism, right? That saved us now. So, in this place too, the bread is, you're supposed to eat the bread and what? Believe in the Savior. Believe that God will one day give you a bread of life. The bread is a tool of Moses to teach them. Same way, you remember John 3:13 and 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. So, must the Son of Man be what? Lifted up. If you backtrack to the book of Numbers, where that thing happened, serpents were biting them, and Moses put up a what? Brazen serpent. He said, if you look up to this serpent, you will live. What was Moses teaching them? More than to be healed from the venom of the snake, he is showing them how God will save mankind. Some of them, they will receive the cure for their pain that day, yet they will reject the essence. Don't forget, types and shadows cannot save. Some of them, they will receive that brazen serpent, they will touch it, or they will look onto it, and they will be healed. But the essence, the reason, because the brazen serpent is just a tool, is a tool of the prophet to teach you something bigger. Come on, are you with me? Hebrews 11, verse 4. They accepted the tool, they rejected the message. So I told you this earlier, don't forget, in those days, they used less of clear words. Prophecy became better when they eventually settled down in Jerusalem, in Canada, it's in days of Isaiah and Jeremiah. That's when prophecy now became more of words. Now, also, don't forget, to prophesy about Jesus is not about calling him Jesus. It's not to say Jesus is coming soon. It's not to say that his name shall be called Jesus. No. When we are saying they spoke about him, I'm implying that in a way they talked about the redemptive plan of God for mankind. Jesus is more than a person. Jesus is the events that surrounds a person. It's not the person of Jesus that saved you. It is the events of Jesus. Are you with me? You can accept Jesus as a good guy. Several Of course, you want that Jesus is in the way. It's even inside the Quran, right? So a lot of people, they accept the person of Jesus as a good guy, as a man that did miracles. He had no sin. He did no sin. He was very perfect. But they rejected the events. So when I'm saying they prophesied about Jesus, I am saying they prophesied about what? The events. Events of our redemption. 1 Corinthians 15, that is verse 1 to 4. How he died for our sins according to the scripture, buried and raised from the third day according to the scripture. How God, when you see how God will justify, bless the unqualified, that is who? That's Jesus. When you see them prophesy, when you see something as small as when David called Mephibosheth, that, oh, you supposed to die, but come, I will show you mercy. What's that? He was showing them about how God will bless the unqualified. Praise God. So, at times, they didn't use words. They used what? Experiences. They used drama. They used life of people to foreshadow what Jesus will do. Hebrews 11 and verse 4. So, when you are looking at the Old Testament, don't look for the name J-E-S-U-S. Look for what? Look for the events that speaks about justification. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, Hebrews 11 verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, in which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. So, what can we find in that age? The sacrifice, right? The sacrifice, right? That is the sacrifice of Abel, right? So, but what must you do? You must look beyond that sacrifice and look at Jesus. You must see Jesus in the sacrifice. If you stick with the sacrifice, it's never about the blood Abel, but it's about what? The faith in Christ. Say faith in Christ. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Write in your notes, look away from his disappearance. Look at the reason. Look at Jesus. He was talking about the what? Glorification of the saints. So you write that down. Look outside the exact event. Look at the essence. Don't be like them. Okay, verse 6, but without faith it was impossible to please God, talking about Enoch's time, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that did seek him. For by faith Noah, being one of God, crematizo of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he, what? Condemned the world, and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Write in your notes, look away from the ark, look at Jesus. Look away from the ark. Look at Jesus. That ark was just teaching you plenty things. You see about the ark. They said, when they enter in there, they say, God shut them in. Hallelujah. Oh, God shut them in. He shut them inside. That means one way inside, no going back. Hallelujah. And if you look at the same event, you will see the picture of how God will judge the world. Men in unbelief. Unbelief will be a path of no return. Unbelief. Because see, in Christ, we saw how the devil will be judged. Sorry for saying the devil. In Christ, we saw how sin will be judged. And that judgment of sin will also be irreversible. So I will say this. So woe to the man that remains identified with sin. Why will men go to hell today? Jesus judged sin. Amen. So what should you simply do? Separate yourself from sin. How do you do that? Look at Jesus. Amen. Do you get that? Do you get that? Come on. You don't understand what I just said last. Let me see your hand. Anybody? Let me see your hand. Be free. IJ? Okay, good. So, see, Hebrews 11 again. Verse 7. By faith, Noah being one of God obtains not seen as yet. What did he do? He moved with fear. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house. and by the which he what? What did he do? He condemned the world. Now, although when I'm treating, can the Bible be wrong? I told you that condemnation is not, it ought not to be. Like, you could have done it better. But also in that picture, what else did we see? We saw how God will judge the men that remain in unbelief, the men that reject salvation. Remember Mark 16, right? Verse 15, 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. So that condemnation right now is because Jesus judged sin. Not that Jesus hates them, but there was judgment on sin. Amen? So a man that remains identified, united with sin, he will destroy himself. Why? Why will he destroy himself? Because Jesus has told you, I have judged this sin. So if you reject Jesus, you are remaining identified with sin. I've said it countless times in this church, hell was created for sin, not for men. Amen. That's beyond this series. So we are looking at 2 of the prophets. Verse 8. Let me take you a little bit. Do you know a man can be EG? Do you know, if there was, just thinking on this line, let's say Enoch was here alive, or let's say Abel was here alive, after he offered the sacrifice, he was already declared justified, right? It was later that Cain killed him. Let's assume that Abel was here alive till the time of Noah. Let's assume that Abel did not believe what Noah said about the flood. Don't forget, he has been justified earlier. But now he didn't believe Noah. Will the flood of Noah take him away? Will the flood of Noah take him away? Yes. But will he die justified? Yes. Selah, verse 8. Verse 8. Come on. Focus. So by faith, you want to object again? Be good. By faith, Abraham, when he was, Hebrews 11, verse 8, that's where I am. When he was to go unto a place which he should have received for an inheritance, obeyed and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Where is that? Canaan, right? But what must you do? Look away from the kingdom. Look at what? In Christ. Look at Jesus. See verse 9. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and heirs of him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Amen. Praise God. So what must you look away from there? Sarah's issue. What must you look away from? Isaac, right? You saw Isaac. You saw how, despite the way she was barren, God made a way. So when you see her life, what should you understand? Despite the state of man, God can make a way. Despite how dead man was, you remember when Jesus finished them with some serious exegesis in Luke 17, about the rich man that came and said, I was rich, and he said, sell everything you have, and come and follow me. And Jesus said, I can't sell it, I'm going. And Jesus said, well, it's so hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And he said, who then can be saved? And I said, hey, now I get your attention. Say, with man, it's what? Impossible, but not with God. Amen. Praise God. Man was so dead that it was salvation was impossible. But with God, you see the same way in the like, I love the way, you know, at times some angels can make sense once in a while. That angel in Luke 1, it makes sense. When he was preaching, see what happened though? When he was preaching to let me use the word, the angels don't preach anyway. But when he was relating the words to Mary, he used the testimony of Elizabeth to get Mary to believe. When he was telling Mary, said, how shall this thing be? He said, well, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you, right? And the power of the Most High shall come upon you. He said, and the thing that shall be born of you shall be called, the only thing shall be called what? Son of God, right? He should be Son of God. Yes. Now say, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth. She has, look at 37. Don't look at my face. It's there. Say, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with she who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Can you see that? Luke 6, Luke 1, 36 and 37. So he said, look at Elizabeth. This is the sixth month with the person you are calling barren. Hallelujah. This is 6 months pregnancy with who you guys are calling barren. But that is not the point. The point is the next verse. That with God, nothing. So what Mary needed in the old scenario of Elizabeth is to understand that, well, no word of God is without power. Hallelujah. That with God, nothing shall be impossible. Are you with me? So she must look beyond the story of Elizabeth. Look at the fact that God can make the impossible possible. Say salvation. Good. I'm in verse 13, right? Verse 13. These are, look at your Bible, don't get tired. Don't get tired of writing. You write. You look at your Bible, you write also. 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Verse 14. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. What are they seeking? They seek Christ. Christ is the city. They seek in Christ. Who is Christ? He is God's mansion. Remember John 14? In my Father's house are many mansions, many dwelling places. I am now going to prepare a space. Not only a space for you, sorry, a space for all who have received my testimony. So this is what they are looking at. They are looking at a city whose foundation, whose maker, whose builder is who? God. His dwelling place. Are you getting this, brethren? Good. Verse 15. Truly, if they had been mindful of that country from where they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country. That is an what? Heavenly. Amen. He didn't say they are going to heaven, no. Heavenly. Heavenly. In Christ. Yeah? God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them. Hallelujah. Oh, Jude. What? Where's the Bible? Is that me? Not just carried away. With what? For he had prepared for them a city. Say Christ Jesus. Good. Verse 17. And by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son. So all those drama around Isaac was to teach what? Teach Jesus. Teach Jesus. Let's keep reading. Of whom it was said in that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Now Galatians 3 told us a different thing. Verse 19. Accounting that God was able to what? Raise him up. What's that? What's that, brethren? Resurrection. In the story. In the story. Amen. What did Abraham want to understand on Mount Moriah? Resurrection. I am going to kill you, but you will come back with me alive. Resurrection. So, even from the dead, from where also he received him, wow, in a figure. Say in a figure. Who did he receive in a figure? Jesus. Is it Isaac? Oh, Jesus. 20, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. So, all those things you saw in Jacob and Esau is a drama to teach you that, yes, although this one is qualified, but I won't bless him. This one is unqualified, I bless him. God will save the unqualified. God will save the man that is empty-handed. If God, he has got nothing to offer. You remember Hebrews and 1 Corinthians chapter 1, right? From verse 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. For you know your calling, brethren, that not many what wise men according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the what foolish things of this world to confound the wise, the base things of this world to confound the things that are mighty, the things that are not to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Say, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto you what? Wisdomness, righteousness, sanctification, wisdom, redemption, everything together. Amen. Praise God. He that glory, let him glory in the Lord. We saw that in the scenario of Esau and Jacob. Are you with me, brother? Okay, verse 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel. Imagine. And gave commandment concerning his bones. 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 He said, don't worry. Don't leave me here. Even if my bones is dry, carry it to Cana. They saw something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember what Job later said? He said, although even if my skin worm devour this flesh, yet in my flesh will I see God. So he's saying, Jacob is saying, don't worry. I know even in death, I will see him. So how best will he tell them that? Carry my bones to Canaan. Say tools. So now, that story is not for Joseph again. Joseph has believed. It's for them. To know that, this Canaan is more than this city. Even a dead man say he will enter. Are you getting this? So it's for the people he is teaching to agree that Canaan, the essence, is who? Is what? Is Jesus. Is the salvation plan. Where am I? Verse 24, right? Say, by faith, when Moses, look at the Bible, come on. When he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Of course, you can see that also in the believer's conduct. See 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches. Wow, say greater riches. I can see a lot on you. Say greater riches. Say he esteemed that reproach. Say, greater riches than the what? Than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Okay, verse 28. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. Of course, we know that one is even clear. Lest he that should destroy the firstborn should touch them. Anybody that had, for instance, anybody that believed that true essence of Passover, it means one day God will use the blood of his son to save us. Anybody that believed that essence, even though the serpent that killed him in the wilderness, he's in Canaan of God now. He's in Christ now. Because how many believing do you need? One. But not one believing the two. Because they all ate that Passover. Right? Not one of believing the tools is to believe the what? The essence. Hey, God. Remember what Romans 1 said in verse 26? Say for the, for the invisible things of him from creation are clearly seen by the things that are made. Amen. Amen. So, verse 21, 30, even say, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. 29, you saw the Red Sea. 31, we saw the Alot Rahab. He perished not with them that what? Believed not. When he had received his spies with peace, and what shall I say? For time will fail me to speak of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, of the prophets, who through faith, what they do, subdue kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtain promises, stop the mouth of lions, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness they were made strong, they waxed valiant in fight, turned to fly the armies of the alien, women received their dead, raised to life again, raised to life again. So that means you can, in that story of resurrection, you can understand Jesus there, right? You remember that woman? That was our only son, right? Only son, and she received her back to life. If she can look at that event and what? Understand what God will do. So there is a bigger picture behind all these things. Then, why was it written? For them to understand. Something was behind the scene. You must see that man behind the scene. Hey. Amen, amen. Praise God. So others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others, they have a trial of cruel mocking, even their suffering, scourging, bonds and imprisonment, they were stoned, sore, some that tempted, slain with the sword, wandered about in sheepskin, goatskin, destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy, the wander in desert, mountains, dense caves of the earth, and 39, want to go? 39, yes, yes. This all, say this all. Haven't obtained a good report. Say a good report. Say a good report. Say a good report is enough for their age. For that time that Jesus has not come, that good report is, although they didn't receive the promise, but that good report is good enough. That is the best. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, verse 40. God haven't provided some better things for us that now they without us should not be made perfect. So please write this down. I'm just trying to say one thing. There was no salvation in all those tools, in all those shadows. Please get this series, Our Jesus. Explain more. There was no salvation in all those shadows. Mm-mm, no, no. You can cross the Red Sea, yet you are still in unbelief. But there's a reason why you are crossing the Red Sea. Amen. Red Sea parting, that's telling you are crossing to the other side. That is telling you of how the impossible is made possible. You look at it, you believe in your salvation. Amen. Are you with me? So there were things that characterize each age. So when the last prophet showed up, something will be his tool also. I mean, don't you think? And we have seen several things right now. Jesus, God cannot be the one talking today. You are talking out. Tomorrow he is talking tabernacle next tomorrow. See. So when the last prophet showed up, something will be his tool also, which is what? Water baptism. It's a tool. Never the message. Because E.G., don't forget. Ah, Jesus.
Let me see. If I don't...
E.G., prophecy never said baptize people with water. It's nowhere there. What did prophecy say about John the Baptist? Let's see Isaiah 40 verse 1. See what prophecy said.
Come on, let me see if I can wrap this up in 10 minutes. Isaiah 40 verse 1. Isaiah 40 verse 1. Come on. Oh, glory. Amen, amen.
Comfort ye, comfort ye, my people. Say, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to all Jerusalem and cry to her that your what? Our warfare is accomplished, that our iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord, what? Double. Double what? What does it mean, double there? Double for all our sin. Double what? Double what? Say double sacrifice. I've played major mayor for you before. Say double sacrifice. So it's saying God will give you an overpayment for your sins. So now we are talking about redemption. Suddenly, see what the prophet said. Next verse, verse 3. The voice of him that cried in the wilderness. What must he do? Prepare. Is it the world? Is it the Lord? Is it the Savior? What is his job? Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert an highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked path shall be made straight and the rough place plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. What is he to do? Prepare the way for Jesus. Don't forget, e.g., we have a prophecy as touching the baptism of the Holy Ghost, right? Spirit within. Ezekiel 36. Spirit upon. Joel 2. Then see somewhere in Isaiah, which I've forgotten. So, we have spirit upon plenty in Bible. We have a prophecy that, okay, it shall come to pass in the latter days that your sons and your daughters shall be you shall prophesy. They will speak in tongues. They will see visions. They will dream dreams. You have prophets as touching that. But is there any prophet that, yeah, it shall come to pass in those days as you are baptizing them in water, they will be saved? Anything like that? No. Same way, Abel never spoke about the ark. But Abel spoke about salvation. Same way, Noah or Abraham never spoke about the tabernacle of Moses. But Abraham spoke about salvation. That would mean each of those two is only relevant when? That age. That time. E.g., if you stick with Abraham's sacrifice in the days of Noah, the flood will carry you away. If you are building an ark, when Moses is saying, offer blood, what will happen? You and your ark. Fire will kill you. Are you getting this? I don't know if you are getting this, brother. Can't get it. Okay. So see John 1:19. There's an obsession in my life that you must just get it. If you're not getting it, I'm sad. I'm battered and bruised. Broken for us. In the only way, when are you coming? John 1:19. I won't believe I've told you. So don't forget what Isaiah 40 said. Let me ask you, why am I saying this? Maybe because we are going to a new place. Maybe because some of you will be the pastor there. So that maybe when they ask you that, when shall you baptize us in water? You can have the right response. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, I am not saint. For such, John 1:19. Praise God. I will tell you the truth, man. That you like it or not. Some of you like water so much. You don't go to bed every day. Okay, sorry. You will swim every day. Amen. So just the atmosphere of what? If you have swimming pool in your house, you will not see that special. Sailor. No, you don't swim. Just want somebody that will take. Now you die with Christ. Now you come out. The Holy Ghost takes a man through the experiences. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is what Romans 6 verse 2 is saying. We are buried with him in baptism unto death. That the same way as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so also we are what? Raised with him through the faith of the operation of God. Amen, amen. Galatians 2:21, I am crucified with Christ. Never, I live. For you to die in Christ, you want to symbolize everything, Abby? You want to enter water. So how do you symbolize I am crucified with him? You get that? Since you like shadow, you have a shadow for died, Abby, water coming out. What of crucifixion? How do you typify that again? You will do like this. Will you use nails? Shadows are not sustainable. Focus on the essence. John 1:19. This is the record. Now, please follow. I think I have how many? Okay, almost done. This is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who has done? Please get this. You will get this. Just forget everything I'm saying. I am telling you the truth. The reason I took this study is not to study the prophets. If you want to study the prophet, that is a long, no. We're already doing that in some other series. This is actually about John the Baptist. Actually, is the one I want to just the topic before you was why water baptism. I just saw my pen diverting back to the prophet. I said, okay, for you to get John very well, you must understand what has been happening. That different tools have been used at different times to communicate the same essence. Same as John 1:19. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Say, I'm not the Christ. Okay, and they asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? And he said, I am not. Are you that prophet? And he answered, no. Of course, we know that he was the Elijah of Malachi 3, Malachi 4. Because Jesus said he was. Even if he doesn't know. Selah. 22. He then said they unto him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What seest thou of thyself? 23. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. As said the prophet was Isaiah. So, which book did John read? Isaiah. Maybe he didn't read Malachi to see the rest. Okay. See verse 24. And they said, and they which were sent of the priest, and they asked him and said, now, see 25. Why baptize thou then, if thou be not that Christ, not Elijah, nor that prophet? That means they are expecting that this Christ is coming, we baptize with something. Hallelujah. The Jews know that Jesus should baptize with something. Say, why are you not baptizing? Since you are not the Jesus. See this answer. John answered them, saying, I baptize with water. Come on. He now said, what? Hey, he said, guys, pay attention. My own is water. But there standeth one among you whom you know not. It is whom coming after me is preferred before me. Who shoe lasheth, I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done. So who knows what is missing here? You can find that in Matthew 3, right? I baptize with water, but he that cometh after me shall baptize with what? The Holy Ghost. So the baptism that the prophet spoke about is baptism of what? Draw to, is it water, Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost. So see 28. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. 29. Want to go? The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and say, behold the Lamb of God, which, say, take away. Say, take away. So, which taketh away the sin of the world. Oh. So, meaning John backed up his own prophetic event with prophetic utterance. We saw Abraham. Abraham also backed up his own event with utterance. As he was carrying Isaac up the mountain, now asked him, Father, we can see the stick, we can see the fire, we can see everything. Where is the sacrifice? What did he say? The Lord himself will provide a lamb. Hallelujah. What was that? Prophetic utterance. If you know, we didn't really see him say much. Enter, ark or die. So some of the prophets, all we saw them, like Noah, sorry, like Enoch, we discussed Enoch, right? So, who know, when the book of Jude 16, when he say, for Enoch prophesied, saying, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of the saints. Could we find out where he prophesied? Did we see it? We didn't see it in this place. We didn't see it. We saw it now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalms, what do you see? Yeah, no. It's not there. Hallelujah. But did we see it? We saw it. Hallelujah. Somebody interpreted what Enoch did. So, his disappearance was what? Prophecy. So, the utterance he didn't add, Jude helped him to add it. Don't worry. Leave that. So, because we trace, you know, we read commentaries, right? And commentary could not even clearly say the book of, that book that they call the book of Enoch predates the book of Jude. So, it's like that book copied from the book of Jude. Don't worry, forget that. Verse 30. So, we have some prophets that they did more than they spoke. But all God wanted them to do was to speak. Because it is when they were demonstrating, that is when they could keep people for unbelief. Do you get me? Because Jesus did, okay. Do you remember when Jesus was saying in Matthew 23 or 23, when he was saying, woe unto you this city, because the works that were done on you, if it were done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented with sackcloth. And when Jesus was saying, woe, was fire falling on them? So could the prophet have declared woe without physical consequences? Yes. Amen. I'm tempted to just go outside what I'm studying. So, see 30. So 29 talked about the Lamb of God that come and take it away the sin of the world. So this is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. What will he do? 31? Are you in 31? Are you 31? Slowly, 31 now. I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore, am I come baptizing with water. So write this in your note. So water baptism is a tool to preach Jesus. Is that clear, brethren? Without having to go to Acts at all and to see the different things that is happening there. He said, I don't know him. Because I don't know him. That is why I came baptizing with water. 22. Want to go? Are you there? 32, rather. Are you there? John bear witness, saying, I saw. Hallelujah. Say, I saw. Don't forget, though, John was called the greatest of the prophets for a reason. You are going to deliver the Messiah. You are not going to say, thus say the Lord, he's coming. You will say, see him. And say, wow. And he has not done one miracle. He didn't heal any sick. He was in prison. He could not set himself free. But yet, prophecy said, what? He's the greatest. Why? So, how do you rank prophets? Is it miracles? How do you rank prophet? Rashim is a direct prediction. Babani. Oh, shit. Man of God. He spoke by the Spirit. So, prophets are ranked according to your clarity of the message. That is why we have a prophet. Say, Elijah. Yeah, Joseph. Ja, hello. Ori mi, hello. Sorry, if you don't understand that. Please. Hey, email. Clarity of the message. So we saw a prophet like that, but the two times they spoke about him, what they do to him, they hack him. Romans 11, they hack Elijah. He said he made intercession to God against Israel. Luke 9, they hack him again. Only James said, let us manage him. At least he prayed. He prayed fervently. But how many times did they quote Isaiah in the New Testament? It was like, without that man, there is no Old Testament. And in the days of David, now I've dealt with that. There is also, the man that is called prophet is called Nathan. Just like this. You! Because of Bathsheba. But David said, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So when Jesus came, Jesus quoted one person. He didn't quote the other person. Go and find out too. Am I excusing David for what he did wrong? No. But excuse me, sir. After you have said all your woes, will you please talk about Jesus? You are doing national prophet. The prophet of the king. To declare war unto the king. Amen. At least we saw Isaiah. Isaiah declared unto Ezekiah. Yet, you see what? Spoke about redemption. But Nathan, what was he doing up and down? Pursuing the life of David. Don't worry, your sons will pursue you. They will just do, Amen. But David came, he said, he has not dealt with us after our sins. So if God will mark iniquity, Nathan, will you stand? Everybody is forgiven with God. And the prophets, in their nothingness, they say, and God moved David to another Israel, and God punished him again. Then when he was writing Chronicles, he said, don't mind them. It was Satan. Say clarity. Say sharp man. Hallelujah. So don't try to stay relevant. Don't try to stay too relevant to your age. Stay Christ. Stay Christ-centered. David was staying Christ-centered. He was staying nation-centered. What do we call that? National prophet. And they're already prophesying again now that the next president will be something. We will be Donald Duke. Amen. with God. John 1:32. So 33. And I knew him not. But are you with me? See, 33 slowly. 32 already said, I saw dove descending from heaven. I saw the spirit descending like a dove, and it abode on him. John bear record saying, I saw the spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode on him. 32, 33. You know what I'm trying to find out? This 32, don't forget, when the dove fell on Jesus, sorry to say dove, on that day, how did John know that was Jesus? Because he must have seen that vision before. Why? Verse 33. And I knew him not. Everybody, let's read. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is which thou baptized with water, with the Holy Ghost. So what was water baptism? To showcase the man that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. What should we focus on today? Water, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. See it? Ah, Jesus. Oh, let me ask you this question. Who else had the experience of the Holy Ghost coming on him when he was being baptized with water? Anybody? When John was baptizing? Was it as he was baptizing everybody? He seeing a dove on everybody. So that would mean someone told him that, okay, keep baptizing with water. A day is coming. You will be baptizing a man. And you see heaven open. That is the man you are to prepare the way for. So this is my question. Who is that he? Who told him? God or angel? Don't answer. Watch out for the next part. 34. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. But one thing is sure. Water baptism was to showcase Jesus. Jesus' baptism should have been the last in history. The same way after the days of Noah, they never used the ark again. You say the ark is in the Old State, Abby. Is it true? You say the ark is somewhere. They said they saw one abandoned. It's several stories. Abby, fair? Say the ark of Noah. Say, ah, I saw. Just go. Where is the ark of Noah? You see Iraq. Eh? Ojute of God. If you want to know the location of Eden, ask Ojute. He said, you know why you have a Bermuda triangle? Why no plane can pass there? It seems Eden is around that location. He said, Eden that was never physical. Sela. There's no series that we teach that yet. I don't know. Amen. So, Jesus' baptism should have been last in history. And the baptism that Jesus gives people is with the Holy Ghost. So why did they keep, Brian Michael, you are back, please help us. So why did they keep baptizing? You know what? I preach longer times, eh? There's nobody to calm down my spirit. Amen. So you are back. Thank you. So why did they keep baptizing in water in the book of Acts? Who can answer? Why did they keep baptizing with water in the book of Acts? Huh? They took the tools, they left the message. Because the same way people are still using tabernacles today. You know some people, where's Joshua? He has left. Those our old churches, they will say, this is the altar. Say, no woman was climbing. We really have some churches that still have this pattern of outer court, inner court, holy of holies. In fact, I remember there was this big man of God that he has a big chair on his pulpit. See that chair? No usher can touch it. He is the only one that cleans the chair. He doesn't sit on it. How many of you have practiced burning him stuff before? When you are in a car, you say, Holy Ghost is beside me. So he give me a space. Well, see, I know you have done that before. You say, okay, peace. You will not. Oh, God. If you read Holy Spirit, my sinner, I know, sorry. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I'm serious. I have actually literally paid for 2 seats a lot of time. And I will not allow somebody to sit by that space. The Holy Ghost is here. Hey. Sorry. You in church, there must be a chair empty beside me. Like, you know, you are the only one in this church that is. But you must be at your right hand. Not you. Amen. How did they say a woman must not climb? We still retain the tabernacle today. Oh, no. Say ignorance. Say it's ignorance. Say I look beyond the shadows. And I see Jesus alone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray in tongues and pray. I look beyond the shadows, I see Jesus alone. I look beyond the tools, I see Jesus alone. Yes, the tabernacle was necessary for Moses to communicate something to them. But it's as relevant as that age. That day that the Holy Ghost came on Jesus. We don't really need water again for anything, brother. It's a tool to identify Jesus. It was never the message. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So I worship you today. Kala matika vasta gavale rasta gavale mashata manam. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We explain Jesus clearly. Oh, God is not mysterious to us. Those different ages, not mysterious to us. We see Jesus. We look at Genesis, we see Jesus. Exodus, we see Jesus. Nehemiah, we see Jesus. In the events in the book of Esther, brethren, see Jesus. Don't see beauty pageant. Don't see contest. See Jesus. Don't be carried away with the wars. Abimelech, all of them. Don't be carried away with the stories. David and Goliath, what is your business? Look for Jesus. Look for justification. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I look beyond the tools, I see Jesus. I see Jesus. I see Jesus. Amen.